Hey everybody, and welcome to another segment of Fatty After Dark. And today we have on here Baba, and we'll be speaking about cool shit, like the cool shit he's done in his youngin' days, I suppose. Right, Baba?
I haven't done anything cool.
What the fuck? That was such a Debbie Downer like answer, man. As he puffs out the backyard door, his cigarette. But no, man, I'm sure you've done something cool.
Well, if it was cool, I'm, you know, wasn't that cool. I'm still here.
But that's what makes it cool, that is, it was so cool that you freaking survived it, and then now you're still here. Dude, you know the shit I've done? I've broken my ass 3 times.
What?
Yeah, my sacrum, remember? And you guys thought, oh, just get up and walk. If I could. But yeah, what have you done that was like very astronomically insane and bizarre? Sir?
I just can't think of any right now. You know, I don't think I have done any cool stuff. I'm a boring guy. Pretty boring, if you ask me.
That's so sad.
I see.
Imagine this was a taser.
I wish it was.
Yeah, I tased the hell out of you, man. What's wrong with you? What the fuck?
Now make sure it got enough full to kill me or give me a superpower or some shit.
Maybe a superpower. For you to just buzz out of this shit.
With my luck?
Yeah, your luck is not great. Mine is like a bald guy winning a comb. That's my luck. So, moving on. Yo, you rip ass like...
I had to. Well, you know, I put it there.
Dude, and you come back this way? Why would you do
it?
But that's not how this works. I don't think you came back. Anyway, fuck my life, man. Oh dear. As I was trying to say,
somebody else did it.
For sure. Yeah, no. I don't even know.
Right?
So. No, it was going to be how you've lived a glorious life or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you have. Like, remember the fucking times where you would have me coordinate like 4 movies so we can catch one after another, after another, after another. We would go from the morning and like leave at like freaking 10, 11 at night, duh. You remember that?
Yeah.
And I'd stuff my book bag with like all the munchies. At that time, I didn't know you burned.
No, I didn't burn at that time.
Dude, so you just fucking were a fat ass? Like, you just had the munchies?
No, I mean, I...
Like, I thought you was high. Because no. Now that I know what I know, since I've known what I, you know, but I was like, oh, no wonder he, all the munchies. We would stop and get all the freaking, because there's no point getting it from the theaters.
I just love food, you know. No munchies.
Well, I would coordinate it, or we would do it to the point where right after one movie ends, not even 10 minutes, or the worst that would happen, we'd miss like the first 15 minutes, which is mainly the freaking trailers, right? Yeah. So... We were always like on point, and those were the good old movie days, you know?
I mean,
well, no Netflix type
at
shit.
At least 2. No,
we would at least aim for 3 for sure. No, but 2 was 3. Just like, ah, fuck it.
You gotta catch 2.
Yeah, no, but sometimes it was hard to coordinate because some movies would start way after or way before. So yeah, that was a good
old... The best thing I did, I took a date out to fucking Titanic.
Yeah, that movie's like 3 days old, like long.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to the next movie theater, watched the movie called War.
That's another long-ass movie.
No, it was...
Isn't that with Tom Cruise?
No, with Kevin Costner.
One of them.
And watched that, came back. She's like, where were you? I'm like, I got lost.
In a movie theater? You went, oh, your ass went to one and stayed watching.
Exactly. But, oh, you know, you can't tell her that.
You can't send you nowhere. Like, what the one you can't tell her? Like, give me the fucking cigarette, bro. Like, you don't.
I mean, I was surprised that she was still in the movie.
Yeah, me too. Like, no, at least. No, the fucking secret. Good thing it was a movie, Titanic. Leo had your back that day for sure. The DiCaprio.
I don't know who had my back, but who gives a fuck?
Yo, but where the fuck were you? Are you sure you didn't burn that time either? Because,
no,
statistics show otherwise.
No. I mean, I couldn't believe she still stayed there.
I would have stayed there, bro.
She's like, where were you? I'm like, I got lost.
You should have just been like, I was here the whole time. Like, she wouldn't have known.
No. I mean, come on.
I know, but like, yeah, that movie had me hooked. So like,
you know, I mean,
except that the ending, that fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, still.
There was freaking space on that thingy, the door raft, and I don't understand it. I guess I never will. I don't want to understand it either, cause fuck around and find out like they're floating on a freaking. Like, and I see somebody, oh, I could let that nigga appear, but do I want to? Possibly not. Because it's either...
You know, like Brad Pitt said on his Oscar acceptance, he's like, yeah, I'll let you in.
He ain't lying. I feel like that's some Johnny Depp shit too. Like, you're welcome, man. Oh, sir, here. But yeah, no. So that was a good old grand old time, I think. And wait a minute. Yeah, we would freaking go munch out at, what was it called? Outback Steakhouse. And I'd get the biggest freaking steak ever, and you thought I wouldn't eat it. But guess what? I fucking ate it. And I had the French onion soup and the big old nice juicy ass bread they give with that nice old butter. Oh man, I just made myself hungry. Wasn't I supposed to make hot dogs or something? Weren't you going to make hot dogs?
I'm not eating.
Well, you said you were going to make some or something.
No, never did.
I guess I wanted... it was wishful thinking. But
yeah,
no.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Again, with the luckness. The luckness monster. But no, this was awesome times. I would like to know what were your awesome times of your youth. Let's go back to the future, guys. To the past. And then back to here, which would be the future of them. Alrighty, so we are... Thank you for listening, and we hope to hear from you guys.
Bye-bye.
Adios.